Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fishing the sea, you know how I feel. It's running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we...
Do things.
people don't care who they hurt or be. A woman will sell her precious body. A small piece of paper, it carries a lot of weight. All that means great. Almighty dollar. Talking about
it's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Christian, you see, you know how I feel. There's a running tree, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Look for trouble or spark trouble or initiate acts of aggression. But we we should feel that we're within our human rights, our civil rights, and within the rights of intelligence to do whatever is necessary when we are attacked to defend ourselves. In fact, the best thing to teach our people is never to be the aggressor, never to look for trouble. But anytime anyone makes any effort to brutalize us or to inflict wounds upon us, we should feel that we are within our rights to do whatever is necessary to repel them. So nothing unto anyone, but always to do whatever is necessary to keep others from doing to you, which they've been doing for the past 400 years, making us the victims of brutality.
But is it not a fact, Minister, that people like Dr. Martin Luther King, who have advocated nonviolence, have been successful with their nonviolent move?
Well, they've been successful in going to jail, and they've been successful in becoming the victims of police dogs and police clubs and water boats. If Dr. Martin Luther King feels that this is the best way to gain freedom, justice, and equality for our people in this country, well and good. I have no criticism of him whatsoever, but I think that the time has come now where the masses of black people feel that nonviolence shouldn't be taught to us, unless it's also taught to the white people in this country. And black people shouldn't be taught to turn the other cheek unless the white people are taught to turn the other cheek. Now, if Dr. Martin Luther King can be so successful in disarming Negroes, they should send him to Russia and let him disarm the Russians. Let him disarm some of these other countries where...
Fire hoses on innocent women and children, black women.
Negro to take on the violent act.
It's not a case of the Negro taking on a violent act, but it's a case of the Negro doing what is necessary to defend himself against the violent acts of the whites.
Right.
Since the government has refused to defend the Negro.
Right.
The church was bombed and the government has done nothing about it.
Right.
Matthew Everett was murdered and the government has done nothing about it.
Right.
Emmett Till and Charles Max Potter were murdered and the government has done nothing about it.
Right.
But at the same time, the government is in South Vietnam trying to tell them what to do.
Right.
The government is in Berlin trying to tell them what to do.
Right.
The government is in Africa trying to tell them what to do.
Right.
But it cannot get its own people here in Mississippi and Alabama and New York City and tell them what to do.
All
right. Mr. Malcolm X discusses human or civil rights.
Oppression of the Hungarians has been brought before the UN. The
plight of the Jews in Soviet Russia, and there's only 3 million of them in Russia, have been brought before the UN. Well, then why hasn't the problem of the 22 million Afro-Americans come before the United Nations? It has not come before them because the leaders of the civil rights struggle don't understand what civil rights actually amount to. When they are mature to the point where they can see that their present struggle has kept them under Uncle Sam's jurisdiction, and Uncle Sam is not morally capable of solving this problem, then they will shift it out of the courts of Uncle Sam and take it to the courts of the United Nations on the level of human rights, and we'll get some kind of meaningful result. As long as we keep it at the civil rights level, we alienate the support of our brothers and sisters in Africa and Asia. But when we shift it to the level of human rights, we have the support of billions of black, brown, red, and yellow people from all over this earth behind us.
Man told us that we were savages in the jungle and living at a subhuman level. And a cold, overcast morning in Birmingham.
I remember. Sunday school classes were just ended in the basement of the 50-year-old yellow brick church. The morning's lesson was, the love that forgives. The fifth chapter of Matthew. Outside, parents were arriving to collect the children. At 22 minutes past the hour of 10, a force set loose that electrified and shook the world.
Senators who are nothing but Southern
find that for several weeks when Dr. Martin Luther King and his cohorts were the victims of cattle prods and water hoses and vicious police dogs in Birmingham, they were calling upon Washington, D.C. to come to their rescue. And the only word that they got out of Washington was that no statute had been violated that would allow Washington to intercede, to inject itself into their dispute. But on as long as the Negroes in Birmingham, Alabama were
being to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night.
Hold right there. Is it give thanks unto the Lord because that's the energy that we bring it on, read on.
Okay, and praise unto the name, O Most High, to thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness and in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And I also shall keep my desire upon my enemies. And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. In the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show those that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It stopped there, but that stuck down and scattered. The enemies are being scattered right now.
I feel the enemies have come up and come out the hole, the evil.
Yeah.
And now God is standing up, and we're learning from Dr. King, we're learning from Malcolm X, we're learning from our ancestors that if we stay with God, we're going to overcome. Because as scripture said, they're going to go away.
And they'll be scattered. That's what it says, scattered. Mm-hmm. They said the wicked that rise up against me. It says on verse 11, it says, I also see my desire on my enemy.
He said, my eyes will see the desire. On my enemy?
On the enemy, yeah.
Okay, read on.
And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me.
Now, your ears are going to hear the bad sounds that things rise against you. They're going to go away.
Yeah. And that's what we're hearing with all that's going on now.
And with 21, this all is going on all over the land. This is happening.
Yeah.
And it's showing
us. And what it's saying here is on verse 13, it says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord. That means your soul.
Your
God,
faith.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
That's the heart.
That's the heart. It says the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So we got to be right with God.
Whatever you're doing, you got to be right with God. That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory. Do unto his name worship. The Lord in the beauty of
worship, hold it right there. Worship means that you worship, praise him. See, people don't worship God, and that's the problem. They go to church, but when you worship God, body, mind, soul, and spirit, and Dr. King, worship God, and as you worship God, things around you can't stay. Read on.
Yes. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Now, remember, waters means people, humans.
Yeah, God's voice is on many people.
On the people right now.
His voice is on many people. So, what that really means, justice. Go on.
After he talks about the voice is on the waters, it says the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
Uh-huh.
He makes them get like a calf, Lebanon and Syria, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. It says divide the flames of fire. That's the power power to be, but then bring his father again.
Yeah, let's see that, let you know, God is so powerful, he break all that up. And it's 2021 is the year of magic. Because I'm black, it's black magic for me. That means whatever we do, the voice of the Lord is going to endow us. If you decree a thing, God going to make it happen. I decree right now the stimulus going to come. It can't nobody stop it. I just decree that. I decree your money.
Lies on lies, and the lies gonna die.
ain't gonna be in the read on.
Yes. It says here, oh, thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. Hallelujah.
Oh, the enemy, the enemy, the all your evil, your lies, your fighting, your block have ended. You got to say, this is it. It ended. It ain't no more. Because I'm climbing up the mountain. I'm on top of the mountain. I'm looking over. I'm claiming the promised land. I'm claiming what God promised Abraham. What God promised Jacob, what God promised your mama, your daddy, your ancestor, the promises of the Almighty God lay in the tomb of the ancestors. And the ancestors have rose up and said, this is the ancestor speaking. See, when you get God, the ancestors still speak. Mama, daddy, somebody, they might be, they're not with you physically, but their spirit. They're waiting for this time. To speak to you, man.
Break every chain. Break every chain, bishop. Break every chain. By your powerful mouth, your word.
The word will change the world. And I was, I want to say this. You got white folks, black folks, brown folks is living for God. And they're not going to bow to wicked and evil. They're not going to bow to power. Nothing but the power of the Almighty God. Somebody getting healed.
He says, God destroyed cities. Their memorial is prepared with them.
God destroyed cities that is wicked.
Yes.
See, this COVID-19 ain't no accident. God is destroying evil, wicked that come up from the earth. I'm not evil demons. What's going on now, not just Chicago, in the whole world, is evil. God is destroying it, and he's going to get his angel to come to clear the house up.
Yes.
Read on.
But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge to times of trouble.
Those that are poor, those that are in trouble. When you're in trouble, you don't know. When you don't know where you're going to eat at. You don't know where you're going to sleep at. God is the refuge, man. You got to go back to God. You go back and lift your hands up and say, Lord, here am I don't know nothing. I got you giving to me. He's saying, I am it. You don't get nobody. This is it. If you come to me, whatever you need, whatever you want, you got it. But you got to ask for it. You ask not, you have not. And somebody right now, somebody we speaking to in the spirit, you know, I ain't seeing them, you ain't seen them, but this word we speaking going out in astro. Help is on its way. Read.
Yes, Lord. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwell in Zion, declare among the people his doing. When he maketh his inquisition for blood, he remembereth them, for he forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Have mercy upon me.
My trouble, which I suffer them that hate me. Thou that lift me up from the gates of death.
I want you to stop right there. See, when it says, have mercy upon me, we have been the hated people of the world. The black man been hated from the beginning, but all we got to holler, have mercy. And God gonna give mercy and give grace and favor. I want to say favor. You've been suffering with your business. You've been suffering with your children. The devil coming to you, but as a mercy and favor, God gonna give favor quick, fast, and in a hurry. On this Martin Luther King week, favor coming. On the Martin Luther King week, they had a war at the city. They went to the. They went to God. To try to destroy a building, but you can't destroy the building in my heart. You can destroy the love and the joy is in people's heart. I say, read.
It says, the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, and the net which they hid in their own foot taken. Hallelujah.
Now, all that crooked stuff is coming out in 2021, and the ditch been dug for us for a long time. But our mama and our grandparents, our ancestors, is putting her up out and looking and saying, all is well.
Oh,
reach up
the
moon.
Yes,
if you fall, you're going to fall on the highest star anyway. So all is well. I'm going to say that to somebody. All is well right now. Not tomorrow. Now. Your healing is now. Your money is now. Your joy is now. Your love is now. But you, if you don't speak it, you can't have it. You got to say all is well, and I claim it. So you got to decree some things. Jeremiah decreed. And God said, I'm going to speak to your lips. I'm going to speak to your inner man. I'm going to speak to you so you can create. And what you have to do, you have to say it and keep saying it till it comes to pass. Read.
That's right. The Lord keep repeating. He says, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is near in his own, in the work of his own hand. Hallelujah.
The wicked,
shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
Mm-hmm.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, and let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight.
Let the heathen be judged in the sight of God, in the sight of you. Don't you see heathen coming out? People got position, got money, but that ain't enough. They still want to prosecute the poor. They want to talk race hate. They want to talk about mass murder, but all them that throw that out is coming back to them. What goes around comes around 360 degrees, so what's up is down, and what's down is up. So what I'm telling you, God is God right now in 2021. You're going to see some miracles happen. You're going to see some breakthrough. You're going to see people going to the next. All you got to do is hold on. Don't let nobody persuade you not to praise God. Don't let nobody praise you not to say, you're a man of God, I'm a woman of God, and I'm standing on it, and all is well. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. If I can get that to our young folks, if I can get that to our seniors, and I'm telling you, God is going to turn some...
Some of the stuff that you hear tonight was from the prophecy that we said floods back to back. We also said that would be an earthquake in Alaska is happening. We also said that would be an earthquake in Russia that haven't happened yet. God is able to touch you where you at. I want to tell you that really afraid of the virus and wear your mask, stay focused, and let God carry you to the level where you need to go tonight. 2021 is going to reveal lots of things. The truth is coming out. Some of the stuff that is hidden is coming out. There's a white America, there's a black America. There is demons walking among you. They don't want you to grow. One of the things that I want to talk about tonight, the divine law of God. And that divine law of God will find you out. If you got a need, you plant a seed. With a spirit that I'm sowing my seed, I'm going to reap a harvest. Whatever you put on that harvest will come back to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. So tonight, I was talking about meditation earlier tonight. You win the masses, and it messes with your liver, your lungs, your heart. And sometimes you have to exhale, inhale, take a deep breath, and you suck it in and blow it out. What you're doing, you're opening your liver and your lungs up where they can breathe. One lady had the mask on and she passed out. You can't keep the mask on 24/7, people. You have to trust God for something. When you go out among people, put the mask on. Don't have your kids going to school talking about they ain't wearing a mask because you got some people throughout you don't need it. God is in control. The body can heal itself, but you got to let it heal itself and give it the opportunity to heal itself. So tonight, divine meditation. And as you meditate, it clear up your liver, lungs, and kidneys. It go down in your inner, and it motivates your blood. Don't stop taking your tea. Don't stop taking your black seed oil. Don't stop taking your turmeric. And you continue to take it. If you don't know what to do, I will tell you what you need to get at home to take every day. And that virus will not get you because your body can heal itself. But it can't heal itself when you ain't got no faith in your own self. You're waiting on somebody to give you a booster shot. Waiting on somebody else. Let me tell you this, Em. When they get through taking them shots a year from now, what's going to happen? Have you thought about that? 2 years from now, will you be living? Already when you take them shots, it tear your immune system down. I'm not a doctor, but I hear people talking and different scientists talking. But I'm trusting in the science of God, of the universe. And when you let that in, God will do something special for you. Right now, where you at, take a deep breath because you had that mask on going out. Just exhale, inhale. Take a deep breath. Suck it in. Blow it out. Now, what you're doing, you open up your liver, your lungs, your kidneys. And as you open it up, it moves some stuff out of you. I want some of you, thank you, kind spirit, and I want you to begin to breathe again where you... Some of you can't sleep at night. And you don't know why, because you inhale in a lot of negativity. Make sure that you got some turmeric or you got some sage and you're taking that for the healing of your body, to bring your body up to par where it might heal what needs to be healed.
And the average income of the world is today 50% less than white. Look at these problems. We see them growing and developing every day. We see the fact that the Negro economically facing by the persons who are in the labor market, who still go to employment agencies so they can be calculated. This is going to be gotten because they are still somehow in the labor market. There are hundreds of thousands of Negroes who have given up. They've lost hope. They've come to feel that life is a long and definite corridor for them with no exit sign. So they no longer go to look for a job. There are those who would estimate that persons who are called the discouraged person, be 6 to 7% in the Negro community. That means that unemployment among Negroes may well be 16%. Among Negro youth in some of our large urban areas, it goes to 30% and 40%. So you can see what I mean when I say that in the Negro community, that is the major, tragic, and staggering depression that we face in our everyday lives. Now the other thing that we've got to come to see now that many of us didn't well during the last 10 years, that is that racism still alive in American society in much more ways than we realize. We must see racism for what it is. It's the myth of the superior and the inferior race, false and tragic notions. One particular group, one particular race is responsible for all of the progress, all of the insight, the total flow of history. And a group or another race is totally depraved, innately impure, and
we must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters.
Well,
it didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity help bridge the gulf between